From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. Arkansas voters took to the ballot box in November to put in place a medical marijuana program. They did so in the form of a constitutional amendment, but that doesn't mean the state legislature doesn't have a role in this. State Senator Jason Rapert, a Republican representing Conway and Bigelow, joins me on the telephone. Thanks a lot for your time this morning, Senator.
Thank you.
You filed a bill to amend the state's medical marijuana amendment. Instead of going into effect later this year, it'd only go into effect when or if the federal government makes it legal. Can you explain why you're doing this?
Well, first of all, the so-called medical marijuana amendment of 2016 actually includes provisions that the legislature can amend it by two-thirds vote. Also, the Arkansas Constitution itself says that the General Assembly and even city councils have the right to amend or even repeal constitutional amendments by a two-thirds vote. So not only does the Constitution allow us to make amendments, the amendment itself that was put before the people included that directive to the legislature. The bottom line is there are several things that are not spoken to into the amendment whatsoever. The number one issue that is bothering me about this particular ballot initiative is the fact that up until the Obama administration, we never would have seen any amendment like this at all. The reason why is because United States federal law does say under the 1970 Federal Controlled Substances Act that marijuana has no medicinal benefit whatsoever and it is illegal. That poses a real problem. It is actually I guess you would say even almost a crisis, because people in the state that think they are legally distributing, selling, growing marijuana under this amendment could be arrested any given day and charged in a federal court, prosecuted, and imprisoned. So I am stating that what we need is clarity on this issue one way or another. It is not healthy or safe for people to be walking around transacting in what they think is a medicinal marijuana business and have the ability for the DEA to raid them, haul them off, prosecute them, and put them in prison. So even if you are for so-called medical marijuana, you want this issue to be taken care of. And I am just willing to stand up and say I will not be willfully ignorant of the fact that this is against United States federal law.
Well, what would you make of, surely most Arkansas voters, when they approved this, they must have known federal law doesn't explicitly permit this, but it's something the majority of states in the country have implemented now despite these federal laws.
I don't think so, Jacob. It's very obvious that people do not understand the fact that even as late as around October, November of 16, the DEA reminded people across the country, this is illegal. So you can't use one standard for one issue and another standard for another. The fact of the matter is, Amendment 68 to the Arkansas Constitution was voted on by Arkansas voters. It said that we will not spend public funds on abortion. It says we will protect life in Arkansas from the moment of conception. But it happens to conflict because of a case law issue against now U.S. law. The Supremacy Clause of the Constitution says that the federal government actually wins out in that debate. Therefore, unless you're planning to go board up the abortion clinic in West Little Rock, they're still doing abortions here in the state of Arkansas, even though the people of Arkansas said they do not want it. As it relates to marriage, we had an amendment that said marriage is between one man and one woman, and 70% of Arkansas voters voted for that. Well, guess what? Judge Piazza in Pulaski County was trying to strike that down using federal law. And guess what? We then had the Supreme Court of the United States strike it down under federal law. So the problem is here is nobody is defending the lives of babies. Nobody is protecting the sanctity of marriage, even though Arkansas voters said that's what we want to do.
Well,
but when you come to marijuana, all of a sudden, oh, that doesn't matter. So I believe that we are a nation of laws and we are a state of laws. I believe that part of that process means that you change the law if you disagree with that, to take care of the issue. What we have happening is the United States federal law says that marijuana is illegal and says it has no medicinal benefit whatsoever, and therefore there is a question that must be answered by the federal government. I'm not going to break my oath for anyone. I would rather be honest and lose than be dishonest and win.
Just have a couple more questions for you, but since you brought up the same-sex marriage case, at the time after the U.S. Supreme Court ruling, I recall you asking circuit court or circuit clerks and different judges to resist the U.S. Supreme Court ruling to not implement the new federal law about it.
There have been court cases that are testing, and you have to understand when you're dealing with a federal court or any court that just suddenly out of the clear blue makes a decision, there will be test cases. That's how you change that situation. And the courts have gone back many, many times and made different decisions. In this case, we have a different matter. You have a statute that was passed by Congress that is clear law. There's no question. It is a statute. So now let me say this.
Yeah.
CBD oil, which is a compound within the marijuana plant. My friend, I've had family members die from cancer. I've had family members that struggle with pain. I want my family members to have access to any medicine or any treatment that will allow them to ease their pain and allow them to get better if possible.
Right.
If you have a true medicinal benefit to compounds in a marijuana, by all means, let's test it. Let's have the research. Let's have the medical community get behind it and say it's for real. But the fact is, what happened in Arkansas in November of 16 was nothing but recreational marijuana wrapped up in the cloak of medicinal marijuana and passed. You do not have a true medicinal situation when practically anyone can get a card. They actually encourage you to share your quote-unquote medicinal marijuana with others, and you actually have caregivers that have become dealers on the streets. I do not have doctors knocking down my door saying, this is legitimate, leave it alone. I do not have physicians telling me that this is truth at all. In fact, they all opposed the Arkansas Amendment. The bottom line is, I do not think that people that were voting on this knew that you could have a situation and where people could be smoking on the streets or in the public places in our state without any kind of regulation whatsoever. And I also know that most people don't want their little children getting on a school bus with somebody that's got a medicinal marijuana card that smokes a joint before they pick their child up. There have been accidents in the state of Colorado linked to people driving buses under the influence of quote-unquote medicinal marijuana. The people in Colorado I've heard from say if they had it to do over, they would do things a lot different. The fact is, big money lobbyists, including payday lenders that make money on the backs of poor people, financed the Arkansas Medical Marijuana Amendment, and these people stand to make billions of dollars. They're not trying to help people. They're trying to make money, and it's a shame.
Is there any way at this early point to gauge support within the state legislature in terms of the politics of this particular amendment? The governor has previously said he wants the people's will to be carried out. He's a former head of the DEA. He certainly knows about the federal law about this. But do you know where the support is on this yet?
Well, let me tell you something.
Yes.
I know the law, too. The governor has said it's illegal under United States law. I personally took an oath, and I intend to stand in a position that allows me to fulfill my oath to the United States as well as the state of Arkansas. I'm not going to be willfully ignorant of the fact that this is against United States law. We need clarity on this issue, whether it comes from a federal court or whether it comes from an act of Congress. But I am not going to flaunt the law. I'm going to stand on my integrity that I will uphold my oath. I cannot help the fact that this is a chaotic situation. But the fact is, we are a nation of laws and a state of laws, and I intend to make sure I uphold the law to the best of my ability. If you don't like it, change the law.
I've been speaking with State Senator Jason Raypert about a bill to stop the immediate implementation of medical marijuana in Arkansas. Thanks a lot for your time this morning, Senator. I know you've got a bill signing to head to.
Thanks, Jacob.